This is the My Natural Beat Podcast, episode 6. I am Cookie, your host. The My Natural Beat Podcast inspires and encourages exploration of the world and of your mind, body, and spirit, whilst celebrating and connecting strong, courageous individuals full of moxie from around the world, one conversation at a time. Today we welcome Eleanor Bindle Zahn of Earth Sprout and Wildly Home. Eleanor is a greenalicious goddess. She's a friend of mine who has been walking on the green living path since she was 19. She has a special outlook and attitude towards life. You can even hear it in her voice. She exudes kindness, love, compassion, and all things greenalicious. She makes eating plants fun, delicious, and she inspires us all to embrace nature, support our planet and our behaviors and habits, notice the little things, and be playful. Currently, Eleanor is building an eco-conscious house in the south of Sweden. It is her and her husband's dream to create this house for their family. They have two little babes. I hope that you'll enjoy our conversation. Eleanor focuses on... She doesn't focus. We talk about greenalicious living, tips on easing into this sort of lifestyle if you are not very familiar with plants, if plants have not been the showstopper of your plate, and the importance for her of having a solid, grounding morning routine. I enjoyed our conversation, and like I said, I hope you will too. Eleanor has created her own 30 Raw Breakfast app, so if you want to try eating raw and want to try it at breakfast time, or any time for that matter, you can check out her 30 Raw Breakfast app. And she even is on her own TV show in Sweden. She's amazing. I know you'll find that you think the same. And before we get to the show, I would like to give a big thanks to the guys in the band Nonstop out of Boulder, Colorado. I would like to thank you guys for letting me use your music. If you're listening to the podcast via Facebook, check out their Facebook page at Nonstop. That's capital N-A apostrophe A-N space stop. If you're listening online, check out their website at www.nonstopmusic.com. That's www.nanstopmusic.com. And if you're listening via iTunes, check them out at Nonstop. That's N-A apostrophe A-N space stop. Alrighty, with this, let's get to the show. Welcome to the podcast, if we can say. And where are you located today? Where are you sitting?
First of all, thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to get to talk to you for a while here. I'm sitting in my bed, looking out on a gorgeous green landscape, and I'm in the very south of Sweden, so like a little outside of Malmö.
Uh-huh.
So very close to you, actually.
Cool. Yeah, I if I could just see above the houses, then I could see to where you are, because I can face that way now. I'm facing the beach now, like, you
cool.
know, just done.
That's and... awesome. We're just like, see beyond the bridge.
Yes.
And there I am, waving at you.
Waving
I,
back.
I am waving.
I'm waving back. Hi.
Oh, I love it.
And so we'll get into this further, but at the beginning I like to ask where you are, and obviously you live there. Did you grow up there?
Yes, pretty much. Very close to where I am right now, actually. I was born in the city where we currently stay. And my parents are divorced, but both my mom and my dad live in pretty close proximity to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been here in the south of Sweden for most parts of my upbringing, and after I graduated,
mm-hmm.
I've been traveling tons, and just like, yeah, but at this certain point in my life, started feeling like it was time to get back to my roots. And I'm actually, the place where we're building our house is super close to where I grew up.
Cool.
So it's really full circle here.
Very full circle. And what is your favorite part about living in the southern part of Sweden, besides, you know, that's where your kin is and that's where you're from?
Yeah, so that's obviously a huge part. But it's so incredibly beautiful, and it's kind of like we get really good, like, this Nordic feel to this area, but at the same time we're so close to Europe. Like, I mean, we're a hop skip from Copenhagen and the airport, and I mean the trains, and I mean we can basically get to the south parts of Europe in a couple of hours, and I really love that too.
Mm-hmm.
The scenery is amazing, and for me, I'm a gardener at heart, and I love just keeping a veggie garden and growing things, and so the climate is amazing, and like I can grow so many more things than I could have if I lived in the northern parts of Sweden. So mm-hmm. that it's very different, very long country, and I'm very happy to be here down south.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Now, can you tell us a little bit? I know a little bit about what you do and, you know, your current ongoing project, but if you'd like to, you can, you know, share what you're doing and how you spend your days and sort of what you do to make a living. What you do.
It's such a funny way to say, like, what do I do to make a living? I feel like I want to turn that around and say, like, what do I do to live? Know what I mean?
I do. I know what you mean.
To answer your question, at the moment, so I have two young kids, and I run my own business, and my husband is in a family business, so we have lots and lots of stuff going on, and we're just trying to find balance is a funny word, but trying to find what works for us. And I've been working lots and lots since the kids came, but these past few weeks I've been taking a bit more slow, and it's been so amazing. I can like feel my cholesterol levels just like they've just dropped dramatically. But what I do, like my company is based pretty much in, or not pretty much, but I work with food. So I'm a huge advocate for green living. And at the core of all of that is plant-based food. And so I do events and workshops and speaking engagements and TV and but at the moment I do mostly freelance things, so projects where I can actually always be home pretty much, so engagement that doesn't take me away from my family. And at the moment we're also building our house, as you know, and as I mentioned, so there's a lot of things going on like that I have to be here and now for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well, I really,
it's all food and green living and just like happy times.
Right. And I really love how you made the distinction. You know, I ask, what do you do to make a living? And how you turned it around, you know, what you do to live. And I think my desire, you know, my question is primarily because I love to meet people and learn how they make a living, doing their passion. Yeah. Because, you know, sometimes it's definitely a journey, no matter how you slice it.
Of course.
But to figure out, you know, your passion, and then to find a way to really make it you inside out and make it your life.
Yeah.
So thank you for thank you for responding with that.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah. And so I think I know you said you're a gardener, and so that has kind of naturally led to this progression, and I know we spoke about it, how being a gardener kind of led you in this direction.
Yes. And
so I suppose I want to ask, what is most gratifying in doing this work to you? It's such a loaded question, because I think there are many aspects that are gratifying, but what to you is one of the most gratifying to in doing this work?
Wow. That is a huge one. Let me just take a moment. It's absolutely most gratifying to see that what I put out into the world is rooted in my desire to make a change, to make a real change in this world, and that it's actually being received in that way, and that it's actually making a change. That by having the bravery, because, I mean, Lord knows it's not easy all the time, and especially in the beginning, just like having the courage to say to yourself, like, okay, let's freaking go for this. It's insane, but let's do it. Let's just, like, combine these passions and see where it takes me.
Mm-hmm.
And to have ended up in at this point where I can see that it's being received the way I dreamt it would. And I'm not saying it won't evolve, because, I mean, it always is. It's always evolving, my way of working and mm-hmm. and the world. But this is, to me, this is the most important work, is just like putting out bursts of inspiration that can, in some or any way, help people tap into the gorgeousness of being in tuned to this planet that we not only live on, but is a part of. I mean, we're a part of this organism, so it's like, go figure, we kind of feel good when we're outdoors, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that led me to gardening, and which then led me to food, and both, like, just being outdoors. I mean, you don't have to have a full-blown veggie garden to get those good feeling emotions flowing when you're just, like, out in a park or standing beneath a tree on the friggin' sidewalk, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. It's just, like, definitely.
It doesn't take much. But I learned that food is such a major gateway to get to connect to people and to actually make inspired change that can be long-lasting.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with you. I think that that's a really powerful way to impact and also inspire.
Yeah, I have no idea if I answered your question.
Like, it's great.
That was like what came out.
Yeah, no, it's great. And Did you experience any particularly difficult, or could we say hurdles or challenges, when you first started to sort of get your thoughts and feelings out about kind of what you wanted to create? Did you
honestly have... my own, like my own limitations for myself, that how would it work to be like, to do this work in this world and combine food and gardening and this desire to make green living feel fun and fabulous and just like you're having a good time and that you're eating really awesomely delicious food and feeling connected to yourself and the world and like, and not in like, so I guess the hard parts was my own limitations, and I continue to break through them. Like every time I work, I have some voice inside my head being like, how's this gonna turn out? But I keep the faith, and up until now, it's been working pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that, well, it needs to be fun, you know?
Definitely.
We need to support the earth pretty, it's very obvious, but it needs to be fun, and I'm not someone who, like, move into the forest and stay there isolated and, like, collect my own water and sew my own clothes and not that that's not awesome, because it is, it's like very low impact, but I'm definitely like a member of today's society, and I like beautiful things, and I enjoy hanging with my friends, and I love going dancing, and it's my work is my way of trying to combine a contemporary lifestyle and with lots of intention and just greenalicious vibes.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And so when you overcome these little voices or the hurdles you had, do you simply, you know, take a moment and think to yourself, I can do this? Or do you, you know, get your fist like in a ball and say, I got this? Or what is, everyone has their
own.
That's
a cool idea. I might do that next time. I think at this point, it's like, they're pretty tiny at this point. I'm just the hugest advocate for listening to your gut and going with your intuition. And I think that having kids helped so much with that, ironically, because I have so much less time. But it's like, I don't have time to worry.
Uh-huh.
So if I have something I want to do, I also know that in order to get it done, I need to get it done in like 1.5 hours, or like on Thursday between 1 and 5. So it's like the less time that I got to do the things that I know I'm meant to be doing, the less space, resistance, or any sort of negativity had.
Mm-hmm.
It it's gave not you room for it.
Right. You had a sort of newfound sense of focus.
Yeah.
Because your time was quite limited.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see how that shift happens when you bring little ones in.
Mm. And I mean, you learn so much and grow so insanely fast as a person.
Uh-huh.
So of course, that that could probably have something to do with it as well.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. Now, I think at this point, we'll switch over to the theme of the podcast being My Natural Beat, which is not, it's not my natural beat. It is the idea that everyone has their natural beat. And for you to say that you're in your natural beat, you know, you speaking, you saying my natural beat, it's a, it's a play on words. And I'm maybe confusing you. But I, along with, I believe you feel the same way, that everyone has, you know, their little tricks and habits and tools that really make them feel their best. Mm-hmm. And it's about shedding light on these and continuing to explore, you know, the world and our minds and our bodies and our spirits. And so these questions will give us an insight into how you stay in your natural beat and how you explore these things.
So juicy.
So how do you explore the world, and what might it mean to you? It's a very open-ended question.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, it really is. Okay, how do I explore the world? To me, I feel like the world can be, I mean, it can be so small. I can say that I'm exploring the world today just like by being outdoors in our garden and being very present and listening to the birds, and then all of a sudden my voice will come like yelling with two cars or something, and I'll just be there, and admittedly a little bit more intensely crazy, but still like exploring the world as it is in your now, right? Uh-huh. Now and I've traveled a lot, and these past few years we've mainly pretty much stayed in Sweden, which has been funny, but I'm also like starting to long for a little bit of traveling. Mm-hmm. So just putting that out there.
It'll be received, don't worry.
So exploring the world in all of these different ways, but I think at the core for me, it's what I started with, what I just said, that realizing that we're able to explore the world. Oh man, that sounds so cheesy, but I'm going to say that we're able to explore the world within ourselves. Uh-huh. But you know, it's like, we can do that. Yeah. We really can. Because we're like, we're the ornaments, but we're also the gold, and we're the drop, but we're also the water. Yeah. And it's all here.
Yeah.
So it's all within reach.
It is. It's all within reach. And do you have any particular destination in mind of where you would like to visit next?
I'd love to go explore South America. Mm-hmm. More. I've been to Mexico, but yeah, I'd love to travel around in South America more. But I'm not sure that would be like the first travel first journey would take, or if that's like further along the way. Mm-hmm. But just exploring a little bit, I think. I reach and talk to and get to meet so many amazing people around the globe, thanks to this Earth Sprout world that I've created. Mm-hmm. And it's just so inspiring to just like see where everyone is living, and just makes me feel expanded. But I'd love to visit some of those places also.
Definitely. I
give everyone a hug.
I actually remember the first time I found your website. I was in law school and I had some, you know, just some seconds I was looking on the internet and I don't know how I stumbled upon it, but I did, and it must have been now 3 or 4 years ago. And I remember thinking like, whoa, you know, she's got some so neat ideas and, you know, recipes. And I think at the time I was not yet, I don't know if the word is in tune, but I just wasn't there yet with, you know, trying raw food a lot of the time and, you know, preparing different things. And so I can kind of, it's kind of a little bit of a barometer, because now I look at the work that you do and that you've put out, and it's so helpful. It's like, wow. And it's just right there. You just have to go read it.
Thank you so much.
No,
that is incredibly, incredibly, incredibly sweet of you to say.
It's how it is for me, because I remember thinking like, wow, she's really got some really neat things. I don't know what, you know, I don't know what goji berries are and these different.
That's so cool.
And so now it's very normal for me. You know, I'm very interested in, I took a raw food course, and I've been, you know, experimenting, and it's normal now. And I really think that the work that you've done, and, you know, it really has an impact that way, because you never know, you know, where it meets someone and then where it finds them today.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. Like, we can connect to each other on such deep levels, like via the internet, and it's so nuts. And I just feel like I want to meet people face to face a bit more, and the way I do when I have my events and workshops and stuff, and it's just always such bliss. I mean, that's how we met.
Yeah, that's true. I had the best time at your workshop. It was so fun.
I was like semi-speaking English, semi-speaking Swedish.
Oh no, it was great. And I'm just so delighted to be an observer, and now sort of semi-active, you know, in your journey supporting it. And it's really, really special.
Likewise.
Now, the next question is, how do you explore your mind?
I think by being as still as I can, as often as I can. As I mentioned before, it can get pretty intense with two very young kids. But I explore my mind by trying to find moments of some sort of peace where I can just practice being still in my mind. Mm-hmm. Like last night, I always have, Fabian, my husband, always has the kids on Monday evenings. And sometimes I'll just like be so wrapped up in work that I'll just end up sitting at a cafe working, which is sometimes necessary, but it's also so silly. Mm-hmm. And so yesterday I went over to my mom's and the house was empty, and like I brought some mini spa stuff. And I just read a magazine, and all like interior and architecture and like beautiful living things that can inspire me outside of the area where I typically am, like in food and all of that. Mm-hmm. And to just like silence the mind from the day-to-day patterns and put it somewhere else. That was like, yesterday was obviously rest and replenish mode, but if I want to explore my mind and be like inspired and go on a little trip adventure. I love reading. I love, love, love reading books.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there are some things.
Yeah, definitely. And along those lines, they kind of go hand in hand, but how do you explore your body?
Oh, wow. First of all, I got to say bodies are just the coolest thing ever. And that's also of course from becoming a mom, experiencing pregnancy and giving birth and breastfeeding and watching this physical form do these superhuman things. So I have such deep, deep, deep respect and gratitude for my body, which I absolutely did not growing up. Did not love my body at all. Not like really, really bad. Like it wasn't a bad situation, but it wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's just the coolest thing. And I love dancing, and I love just like being in my body, doing things that put me in my body instead of my mind, which is where we, most of us at least, tend to go.
Mm-hmm.
By default. So just doing things that put me in my body, whether it's like feeling the grass beneath my feet or really stopping to give Fabian a kiss when he gets home and just like staying in that embrace.
Mm-hmm.
Or taking a dance break, whether it's myself or with the babes.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, you can see it, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Just stopping. I think that's the content. That's at the heart of it all. It's stopping for me.
Mm-hmm.
Stopping to feel and notice and be inside my body. In movement. I love movement.
Yeah, definitely. Do you practice any specific... I mean, when you're moving and you're running after the little babes, often you're moving a lot, but do you have a favorite type of exercise or subscribed movements that make you feel strong and confident?
There's a few.
Uh-huh.
And I've also said to a couple of people that I've like that thought I was joking when I said it, but I haven't exercised since Caspian came.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, it's true. I really haven't. I like, I've been to some yoga here and there.
Yeah.
And went running here and there and da 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 whatnot.
Yeah.
So it's my life isn't full of exercise at the moment, apart from what you just said,
mm-hmm.
just like running like crazy in life in general. But I love, love, love dancing. Mm-hmm. I started dancing when I was 15, I think, and I've been doing like all of the things. And I'm a big fan of yoga, especially Kundalini.
Mm-hmm.
My journey began in Hatha yoga.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm definitely more of a Kundalini kind of gal. So while there are a few of those things present in my life, at the moment I'm not pushing myself into an exercise regime, which I know at the moment I don't really have space for.
Right.
And so it's actually been quite a ride being okay with that, because
mm-hmm.
I mean I'm in this like sort of healthy world where where people are fit and exercise every day and all of the things. And I'm not at the moment, and that's okay.
I love that. It's total acceptance of where you are, and it's not pushing your limits. It's respecting them.
Yeah, and also just like realizing that what media have told us pretty much that our career and life ends at like 40 or something. It really doesn't. I'm like kind of starting to realize that.
Yes, that there is so much more to... more that is coming to explore, and
yeah,
time to move, and yes, yeah, yes,
there's space
and there is time. Now, how do you explore your spirit?
I think I do that all the time, pretty much. Yeah, I am someone who, I'm someone who's very tapped into my inner source, I feel like, and I'm not saying that I can go totally bananas at times and absolutely not be in tune, and I mean, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But I explore my spirit. I feel like I live my spirit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm extremely grateful to have found what I feel like is the thing I'm meant to do in this life at a very young age. I started walking this path of green living and... all of that when I was 19, and I have such faith in that journey that in every moment I am tapped into my power source and this organism and this universe and whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I explore spirit all the time.
Right.
And, I mean, that could be the reading, or that could be the dancing, or that could be the grass beneath my feet. And it could be, I mean, most definitely is many times cooking and being in that, or just like looking into my kids' eyes, or just like being on a walk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's great. Mm-hmm. And, I have a question particularly related to living in Scandinavia.
Yeah, fun.
So this question, I've experienced some winters here.
Yeah.
And having grown up in Florida, it's quite different.
Whoa.
And I'm curious to hear, and also, maybe this will help listeners as well who live in cold places where the winter is what it is, cold, and you know, there's
dark.
Not a whole lot of light.
Yeah.
How do you?
It's the harsh reality. It's cold and dark.
Thanks for saying it. I didn't want to say it.
Very uplifting, Eleanor.
So how do you cope with it, and how do you what techniques do you have, or what mental tools, or I'm really curious how you do your best with it, how you embody all of these things during a dark and cold period.
I'm curious too. It's definitely a pretty like harsh environment to be in for even more than half of the year. Is actually darker, and the light affects us on such a deep level. It really does. And I think it's funny that you ask, because I feel like this last year, the last 2 years, it's all been more apparent to me what's actually going on half of the year.
Okay.
Weather-wise.
It's not just me.
It's not just you. But I feel like getting older, you realize that the cycles that they return and how it affects you, having been through so many of them at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been away traveling many winters, so I've had I had a break from it. But these last 4 years, I haven't been away during the winters, so it's like, yeah, you hear what I'm getting at.
Yes.
So anyway, do I have any tips? Yeah, I do. Spend time outside, be outdoors as much as possible, as much as you can, even if it's like rough or rainy or snowy or just boring in general, and you want to curl up inside, and that's fine. I am a huge advocate of living according to the natural cycles of the world and the season. So just like, yeah, go be a cocoon, and that's totally cool. And we can be outwards and explore and adventurous during the next cycle.
Mm-hmm.
The next part of the cycle. But being outdoors, connecting to what I said before, feeling the wind on your face and absorbing the light that actually is there for those hours of the day that we have it. And if you're working at an office, then take, even if it's only 2 minutes on your lunch break to be outside, and during the weekends as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you don't have to like put on all of your winter clothes and like camp somewhere. That's not what I'm saying.
Just like go pitch
a
tent.
Few moments here and there. That's also, not only do we get the wind and the light, but we also get to be able to see and appreciate what's actually beautiful, mm-hmm. even if it's harsh.
Mm-hmm. I like these tips. Thank you.
And by all means, travel.
Yes.
that can be the sunshine pill that we need.
Right.
Because
right.
It is hard. It can be really, really rough. I know when I first became a mother, Caspian was born in September. So during that first 6 or 7 months of his year,
mm-hmm.
and the first half of the year when I was a first-time mom was dark and dreary and just not nice, and I completely hit a wall, and Fabian had to be home with Caspian, and I just it was dark.
Mm-hmm.
So it definitely, I mean, that was of course a huge life change as well, but I know that Avalon came in February. I had the entire summer, so it's like so vastly different.
Wow.
So definitely go for a little trip if you can.
Yeah. Good advice.
Yeah.
Very good advice. And so if you had, if someone listening is completely new to Earth Sprout and this sort of green living, lifestyle and philosophy, what would be your first, sort of tip or, you know, to do to sort of ease them into becoming comfortable and sort of making it very, very inviting?
Yeah. I'm a big fan of starting small and taking tiny steps. because that's where I've experienced they're the most potent and most likely to stick around and become lifelong changes. Mm-hmm. So I generally say to people that ask me, like, where the F do I start?
Mm-hmm.
Or like my daughter, she's like now plant-based, or my granddad does not know what to do with me when I'm invited over, or you know how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
I generally say pick one or tops two recipes to try 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
So like for a month, you pick four recipes that you try that month. It doesn't matter if you try four of them 1 week or one every week, just so that you're not overwhelmed with this new approach to cooking, because mm-hmm. I'm very open about the fact that, yeah, it can be very hard starting out,
mm-hmm.
because we're most of us raised in like meat-eating families, and the plant-based cuisine and the plant-based kitchen is not built up by the same fundaments, obviously,
mm-hmm.
but also like the seasonings are different, and you need some knowledge around that,
mm-hmm.
and like cooking techniques very different, and like how to even like cut and or prepare various vegetables or herbs or whatever it is in a way that can actually like enhance the flavor, and how to make it exciting for you to eat and enjoy, because it's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be insanely delicious. It's not supposed to be like, okay, crap, I'm doing this to feel very healthy. Like, I want my body to feel so good, so I'm going to eat all this food that makes me feel like, ugh.
Yeah.
It's just doesn't taste any good. That's not the way it's supposed to be. So baby steps to learn a few techniques and approaches to plants that can make you get excited.
Ooh, good, good, good. I love that. So just start small, choose four yeah. recipes a month,
yeah,
and go from there.
Yeah, and yes. I'm a huge fan of breakfasts. I even have a breakfast app.
Yes, so yes. Tell us a little bit about it. I have it, but tell...
Oh, well, I was just going to say that breakfast is generally a good starting point, because it's oftentimes not as loaded with tradition as, for example, like Sunday dinners are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if anyone's into some fresh plant-based breakfast inspiration, I have an app called 30 Raw Breakfasts, and also many fun breakfast recipes and other on earthsprout.com.
Yeah, very yeah. nice. Well, before we wrap up, I wanted you just a little bit to talk about your current building project.
Yay!
If you want to.
I'm so excited. So we're building a house, and it feels pretty damn epic. And it's been our dream for, I think, like, well, since I was a kid, but it's been mine and my husband's dream for over 5 or 6 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And we've always wanted to build it in a way that is like greenish, as green and environmentally friendly as we would be able to do and would be able to afford and like be able to fit into our schedule. And the dream was always to at the same time share the process and give the resources that we find to other people that are interested in doing sort of the same thing or want to get into renovation or all of that. Because I just feel like there are like two groups if you want to build or renovate in a way that's like environmentally friendly and green, eco-conscious. You either have the like huge, super cool architectural like sculptures almost, mm-hmm. Which are really like very inspiring, but to be real, would not in any way fit into our budget.
Right.
And they'd have the latest green systems and like all of the technical stuff that are really awesome and really supports the earth, but it's like, yeah, not happening, you know?
Yeah.
And on the other side, there's the really inspiring people that were able to like take time off of their job or something like that and find a piece of land and like build their house from materials that they found in the nearby forest or something. Mm-hmm. And that's so cool, and I mean, I love all of that, but I have my business and we have two young kids and Fabian's in their family business, and we are not at this moment in our life able to do anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to pave the way for this, like, the point in the middle where I feel so many of us are interested in living semi-low impact lives and taking care of their families and living as non-toxic as they can and supporting the earth by just every like day-to-day choices. But building a house that way can feel very daunting,
mm-hmm.
because, well, there's not much resources there to support someone who is, as I said, in the middle.
Right.
So I built this website, Wildly Home, because it's all things wildly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I document our process, both with very informative but also like very fun and personal and, you know, very human articles,
mm-hmm.
that are just, they're just loaded with good stuff for anyone that's interested and or curious, and also just like all of the pictures and all of the links and all the tips. And I mean, we're learning by default here, and learning by doing, sorry, and it's hard, and not everything went according to plan, and some things did, and it's, yeah, I mean, it's our first house. It's not only a eco-conscious building process, but it's also our first house, so we're definitely newbies in this area. Mm-hmm. So I'm just open with all of that, and trying to pave a way for this kind of building or renovating.
Yes, I think so.
No,
go ahead.
Yeah, just so that it doesn't feel like you have to do it 100%. Or if you can't do it, then you just like go to your nearest hardware store and like take the things that they have there and build a house. Like, there is something in between, and I want to help in any way that I can.
Yeah, so you guys are learning by doing and you're documenting the process.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Very big deal. Very big project.
It's fun. And it's fun being like it's a personal project, so it's like not as curated as like a food blog sometimes can feel, and like I can just be wildly me.
Yes, exactly. Exactly as you are.
Yeah.
Now, thank you for sharing about your project. And
my pleasure.
The final sort of question I like to ask my guests are for them to share their favorite go-to routine, habit, activity, or behavior that, if not always, almost always leaves you feeling in your natural beat.
Love it. Yes. So my natural beat, I get into that groove by having a good morning routine. And it does not in any way look like it did before I had kids, but I found my little things that really help me start well. And so I go up and I grab both of the kids or one of the kids or even just myself and say hi to the world outside the window. So either we open the door or not, I love to just take a little barefoot moment with them and just say hi to the trees and notice the wind and like hear the birds. And by doing that, you get a pause, you get a break instead of rushing into the next day as most often we tend to do. Mm-hmm. So it's just a really good reminder of the world. Mm-hmm. And I have nature outside my door, but it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be like that. It can be opening your window in the city and just saying hi.
Right.
See what's going on for you and just having a little break. And then I always make my little morning tonic, which I call a golden detox drink. Mm-hmm. And it's, if you Google golden detox drink earth sprout, you'll find it. It's just something warming that gently wakes up my entire body and digestive system and tastes gorgeously citrusy, and it's super good for you.
Right. I took it with me. I have a little glass jar that I made a travel version.
Yeah, you did. That's
yeah,
awesome.
I did.
And oh my god, yes, I love that.
I was working.
That's a good hack.
It's such a good hack, especially when we had been working until about 4:30 in the morning, 5, and then we had to get up and go. You know, eat breakfast at 7, and then get going to where we needed to be. And
holy moly.
So it was like 30-minute nap followed by the detox drink, and I kid you not, I know it was crazy, but I just felt like, okay, I'm ready, let's go, you know, like no coffee, didn't need that, I just needed my golden drink.
It's so cool. It's very powerful.
Very powerful.
It's pretty basic pantry staples, pretty much, like the turmeric, lemon, ginger, black pepper, and I also love adding a splash of apple cider vinegar and virgin coconut oil, just for some extra, an extra little treat.
Right.
Just to ward off any bacteria. So I do that, and then it's pretty nonstop. Like, after that, it's pretty crazy. And I've recently started taking some Shivajit in the morning, Shivajit Resin, which has definitely supported my my body and boosted my energy levels in a really beautiful way.
And what is that called?
Shilajit.
Shilajit.
Don't know if I can spell it for you, but I'll send you a link and you can
Perfect.
Include it in the show notes.
Perfect.
Teaching me something new. Yeah, I'll do that. It's really cool. It's pressed plant matter. That's been pressed underneath the weight of like rocks and stones. So it's like thousands of years old earth material.
Wow.
Compressed into like a black, beautiful resin. And it's full of minerals, obviously. And folic acid, and it's just all of the good stuff.
Wow.
That I know that my body really needs at this point. Like, I've been breastfeeding for like 3.5 years or something. No, 3 years.
Yeah.
So that's really been a boost. So it's just like outdoors, golden detox drink, having that intentional morning before the actual day begins.
Yeah, get it started on a right foot.
Yes.
On the right foot.
And
yes, exactly. Do you have any other words that you'd like to share, to conclude? Any words of wisdom or just anything that you care to share?
The only thing that comes to my mind is just like, have fun, be playful, do what you feel like you can do in that moment. Don't be too hard on yourself, and go put on a Shakira song or something and just like move.
Yeah.
Feel what it feels like to be in your body and be passionate, because in that moment you will without a doubt be able to tap into just like your unique source of power, because we all are the coolest power sources ever.
Right. No.
Yep.
This has
and
been great.
Eat some greens.
Eat some greens.
Sweet dessert for yourself and just have treats.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
that sounds good.
Sounds really good.
Yeah, it sounds like we have a good summer ahead of us.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Have you noticed, probably, especially living, next to nature, but I hear around 4 or 5 in the morning that I say to myself, there are animals outside, but it's all the birds and it's all the, I mean, they're just talking and just, have you heard them?
Yeah. Really beautiful.
It's amazing.
And especially during that time of the I can't say day, but night.
Yeah.
It's very alive.
A little orchestra outside.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate the time that you've spent with me talking about you and your habits and sharing a little bit of what you do on the day to day.
Thank you so much for doing this, and thank you for putting this work out in the world. And I feel like maybe next time, can I interview you so that you can just like share all of your goodies?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Right. That's right. It would be an experience to be on the other side. But I really admire, I love that people can share their story. I'm sharing my story in my own way, slowly but surely.
Absolutely. You're doing what you're meant to be doing.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah. Well, thank you again, and I wish you a great rest of the day.
It's been so much fun. I appreciate you reaching out, and can't wait to meet again.
Likewise. Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Have the best June, and we'll be in touch.
Okay.
And yeah, we'll listen to that orchestra at night and think of one another and just like do a little wave.
Definitely. So that was Eleanor of Earth Sprout and the Wildly Home. Isn't she cool? All of the links mentioned in our conversation, including the 30 Raw Breakfast app, earthsprout.com, the Golden Detox Drink, the Wildly Home website, and the Genuine Shilajit, which I'm probably not pronouncing correctly, but what Eleanor spoke about in the conversation. The links can be found in the show memo. And you can also find quotes that I really liked from our conversation there. And yeah, thank you for listening. I really appreciate my listeners and anyone who tunes in. I find that this is a great channel for me to meet new, interesting people, as well as feature people that I already know doing what they do best and being in their natural beat. So if you liked this episode and any other episodes, please feel free to make a review, leave a review on iTunes or even on the My Natural Beat website, so I can better adjust my interview style or anything, any comments you might have for me, so that I can continue to learn how to do this best, how to get information and to convey their experiences in the best way that I can. So, yeah, thanks again. I hope this finds you having a great June. As we alluded to, it's summer comes for a day and then it goes away. But it's all good. It's all good. We're just enjoying the present and being here now. And so remember that I am supporting you in continuing to explore the world and your mind, body, and spirit. And may you continue to dance to the tune of your natural beat. Until the next time.